What's going on, mate?
I tried to do a countdown with a naughty finger and my coordination failed me.
This is the start we're up to. This is how it's going to go. You're not filled with confidence, Walker.
I'm not filled with confidence.
We can get this, right? We can do it.
We can. I mean, hey, also, I think, have we been doing this for 4 years? Did we miss our birthday?
I've got no idea when we started this anymore. Time didn't exist during COVID, and I've got no concept of how long we've been doing this. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
4 years.
I think it's 4 years. I'm pretty sure.
What is that about?
I just thought of that then. Like, I was just like, hang on. I wonder. I'd be able to pinpoint it because I went to that stupid U2 concert in stupid New Zealand.
Well, we definitely started at the end of the year before COVID. So I guess it, yeah. I guess that was it.
Yeah, because we
Holy moly, what are we? I mean, I've got better things to do. No, I've got other things to do. I don't really have better things to do. Thank you, Cassie.
I think this week you could honestly say that. You've had better things to do. What has Chris done this week? Oh, just won a huge music award at the Radio Accra thingies. And, and then...
Sorry, I can't hear you over the clapping. There you go. Talk now.
No, congratulations. Chris and the team at Triple M Homegrown won the Michael Gadinsky Award at the Accras, which is like the Logies for radio, on the weekend. And I'm so fucking stoked for you guys. So, so proud of you guys because I've just seen firsthand how hard you all work on that. And to be presented that award by Lee Simon, who is the actual godfather of Triple M, is just so beautiful. So I'm very, yeah, I'm so happy for you all.
Thank you. Yeah, so it was the first time they put that award in. I just got a Skype message. Skype, Jesus.
wow, you've really asked that 5 years.
Skype. First time that award has happened. So it's the Australian Music Champion Award, otherwise known as the Gadinsky. And yeah, put in on the 50th anniversary of Mushroom and all that kind of thing. And they played the trailer for the Ego documentary before the award was presented. And yeah, they made a big deal of it, which was just weird. And then we got up and Matty O made an amazing speech, like a legend. And it's great to be part of that show. It's really, really good.
Aww. I'm really, really proud of you. It's unlike Mushroom to be plugging something during something else, though.
Right.
Hmm.
You don't do it. And, you know, it just so happens I'm wearing a Mushroom t-shirt.
Oh, so my God. And also, pretty much in the space of just over a year, you've hung out with Silverchair. All three of them.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Collect them all. So you've had a huge week. So they are better things that you could do with your time other than hanging out with me.
Okay.
But we're doing it. while you're doing all that cool stuff, I've got a cold sore. Sweet.
Sick.
Just shows where life is.
It does suggest you've been getting up to mischief, so that's good. You know, no, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm always getting up to mischief. So apparently we started this in November. I'm just gonna confirm it's not our birthday yet. Because I saw you two in New Zealand in November in 2019. So hey.
Okay.
We're on our way. Speaking of being on our way, I'm gonna start with your song.
Yeah.
That you brought in last week.
What a chorus. Seriously. Aren't you smiling after that chorus?
The description had me in an absolute giggle fit.
Yeah.
And it's so deserving. The artist act group name is Spoonbill. I don't even know what a spoonbill is apart from a bird. I don't know if it's a collective. I don't know if it's one person in a bedroom. I'm assuming it's one person in a bedroom. the song that you brought in is Mirari, I think it would be Mirari. And yeah, it's like I want it to be my theme song. Like I feel like whenever I'm running errands, I just need that in my earbuds and I can just like go just a little bit of that extra mile. You know, when you're like weaving through the supermarket trying to find like, I don't know, where they store the alfoil or something random that you could never find. It's like you need that in your ears just to kind of get you on that mish. it's you. It's weird.
You know what? I imagine like I keep I've got this false memory of that song being like being used in a TV show or something. Like go back 20 years, think they're going into an ad break. They're putting the phone numbers of who you vote to evict out of the Big Brother house. And that's the riff that starts.
Maybe it is like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you put that up and then it's like, bah, 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 bah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Jeez, mate. Yeah, it was a time. Not a bad time. I don't know if it's going to be an all time, but it's a time.
Yeah, that's fair. But the albums, if you want 40 minutes of it, put the album on, like, you know, go for it.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing people zipping all the way through supermarkets now.
You get on a Lime scooter, put that in your headphones.
Oh, no. And drive that. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it. No. Do not take that advice. Do not. Yeah, it was sick. It was a vibe. It still is a vibe. It's very fun. Does it sit well in our songs only playlist on Spotify? No, but that's the joy of it.
None of it does. That's why it's great.
Mashy McMashmash. Yeah, my song, whatevs, fuck it over it. Life sucks. The world is doomed.
That ruined the playlist because, honestly, it was relevant for like 5 days. It was pointless. Only people who listened to it were going to vote yes anyway. What? Talk about ruining the playlist.
Shut your face. It's still relevant. We still have to fight. It's absolute bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. January 26 as a song, you know, had months to slowly seep its way into a broader collectiveness, and then people heard it and they went, oh, you know what? They got a point. Are you still there?
I am.
No, you're gone.
I'm still here.
You're still there. Oh, no, you've got a little Wi-Fi signal in front of your black rectangle.
Fucking internet.
Some of what you said before was going meh, meh, but hopefully on your recording it's still all right. Or on mine.
We've got to get a longer something cord. I don't know, Gordon's onto it.
Need a Wi-Fi extender?
Yeah, that's it. A Wi-Fi extender. I'm getting a Wi-Fi extender. You were saying...
Are we still doing this even though your recording video's not working?
Yeah, because it still saves it as like a backup. Like it's still doing it, apparently. So you just go. But you can't see me?
All right. No. That's all right. Yeah. January 26 had months to kind of exist and then, you know, slowly get to people's minds where it's like, oh, you know what? These guys have a point. Yeah, wow, all right. And then this song came out like a week from the vote, didn't reach anyone whose mind was ever going to be changed. I feel like it's a waste. But, you know, there you go. I don't know if I have anything positive to say.
It's a time of mourning, right? Like it's definitely feeling low and flat. But I still think the song is relevant and hopefully people who it didn't reach in time will listen to it and maybe think twice next time they have an opportunity to speak or make a change.
There you go. We're going to hope that. But yeah, I don't know how that feels so in bubble. And, but, you know.
Hey, I need to shake up. What are you digging this week?
What am I digging? Your internet's definitely gone because I can't hear you talk half the time. Yeah, I don't want to talk if I know it's, if I don't know if it's making any, if there's any point. Are you there?
I am here. It's so annoying. You can't see me at all?
Now I can. It's pixelated. It's like 1998.
I'm just trying to, I don't know, figure out how to make internet better.
If you're still on helping? The call, we can go. Let's just go.
Yeah, go.
I don't know.
Go.
I had songs I liked. I had them, I'm sure. There's been songs that, you know, I could have bought into this. All of that went out the window. I can't remember any of them since about 7:30 this morning. I heard Brand New Veronica's. Like, everything else is out. Everything else is gone, and all I can think about is Brand New Veronica's.
I have not even listened to it yet.
You saw hours ago that I put on my Instagram story. I know you know it exists. What have you been doing with your time?
That's a really great question. I have been listening to the brand new album from Blink-182 on repeat. So I have been busy. It's been a huge day for music. Like today, the releases, I can't even. It's been a week. But please carry on about the Veronicas.
That's it.
Oh, what's the song called?
It's called Perfect. It's about the main theme is about body image and how people project that you should look perfect, and they aren't having that anymore, and they couldn't give a stuff about what you expect out of their bodies. Cop that.
I will.
Rocks and, like, just bring it on. Veronica's era is back.
And I want to shout out some extra fun facts. That single is the first one off a new album that they're releasing that is called Gothic Summer, and I am here for that. Night Swimming Gothic Summer is here.
Do you know who wrote it with them?
The song?
I'll give you a hint. He plays drums in a band called Blink 182.
Oh, frickin' gee whiz.
Are we doing a double Travis Barker?
Okay.
No, she's not. She's not going to bring in Blink 182. Oh, so, there you go. No, cool. Ooh, I don't need to double dose of Travis. He can wait his turn. He can have one at a time.
Triple
he
dose
can have
of
one
Travis.
Only.
Travis
he doesn't
is,
need our help. Fuck.
You just pulled the most. Like, annoyed
face.
Yeah,
it's frustrating. This is killing me. You just vanish and stop talking.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Let me.
Just repeat yourself. Go. I don't think it's your audio. I think it's your internet.
Yeah, I think it is my internet. I'm sorry. I'm really, really working on it. I've moved from the lounge room to the office. Anyway, I'm working on it, I promise. Travis deserves all of the praise he can get. Like, Travis Barker is... Who would have thought that the second drummer of Blink-182 would be the coolest thing in music in 2023, right? Like, he is the best. Now, I did say I've been spending all morning listening to the new Blink record, which I'm loving, but I only woke up at like 10:30 a.m. So it's not, I haven't been listening to it that long. And although I was laughing and giggling throughout it, I couldn't pick one. So I'm going.
The stories are done now. You can't pick any. They're done. They can't come back next week. It's too late.
Mate, you're only one half of this.
You can. Let it be known that this is your chance and you missed it. There's no more Blink.
No.
From my perspective, I'll be disappointed. that you haven't listened to anything else.
What do I do? This is one of the biggest crossroads of my life. What do I do? Okay. I'm going to do it. Sorry, song that I was going to bring in, which was probably going to break your heart and piss you off anyway. But I'm doing it.
Oh, good.
All right. Blink-182. They are back. The three of them. The three awesome ones. Mark, Tom, and Travis. They're back together. The album is called All In Caps One More Time. Look, the first single, Edging, I didn't love, but don't, if you also didn't love that, it's fine because the album is sick. The song that I'm bringing in, because you've pushed me, you've pushed me to the edge. Note that this is now an explicit episode. The song that I'm bringing in is brand new Blink-182. It's the song that made me laugh out loud whilst listening to this on the first play. It's titled Fuckface.
Cassie.
And it goes for 26 seconds. You asked for it. And that's it. That's the end of the episode.
You'd think that there'd be presence of mature adults on this. You'd think. Nearly been going for 4 years, this thing. You'd think there'd be personal growth. You'd think there'd be, you know, a sense of decorum. Nah, not here. Not here.
I'm doing it. It's done. That's what you get when you push me. Thank you for listening. I hope that you get the time to get through, particularly my song, 26 seconds. I don't even need to think about it. It's the shortest song we've ever had on the pod. Congrats, Blink. I'm stoked. Mum, if you're listening, I'm not sorry. If you want to know my Blink story, I'll save that for another time. Thank you for listening. Chris, thanks for persisting through my Shizen Wi-Fi. I'll get that fixed.
Good luck. Your job to edit this up now, so good luck with that too.
Good luck. Buy our merch.